Stop 2. Bird blind. This small building is a blind, a structure from which to observe wildlife. The blind is the size of a small shed. It was assembled downtown for a Worcester flower show and moved out here to the sanctuary with the help of Henry Camosi and students from the Gerald Creamer School. A display at waist height around the walls informs visitors of local birds that might be seen here. The back wall is lined with sliding wooden windows at various heights. Open one quietly to spy on the birds that may be at the feeders 20 feet away. Do you feel a breeze coming through the open window? Listen for the short calls of house sparrows. The peter-peter of the titmouse. And the familiar chickadee-dee-dee of the black-capped chickadee, the state bird of Massachusetts. You are at the edge of a small meadow, which attracts not just birds, but many different insects and small mammals, such as voles, shrews, and mice. Once a grassy backyard, the meadow has grown up in white-stemmed raspberry bushes, yellow goldenrod, and purple New England asters, providing a protective habitat. In late fall, white-throated sparrows forage among the weeds. All year long, goldfinches come to the thistle feeder, and chickadees shelter in the white pines that line one side of the meadow. Maybe you'll come across our resident flock of turkeys. Listen for their soft clucking as they keep in touch with each other. Once much of Massachusetts was open habitat such as this, but as forests matured and less grazing took place, meadows and grasslands became increasingly rare. We mow this meadow and some of our other grasslands every other year in late fall to keep trees from taking over.
Directions to stop 3. Exit the bird blind through the same door you entered. The guide rope will be on your right as you leave the building. The trail curves to the right, and you will walk through a meadow and start on a gentle slope downward. Just inside the woods at post 25, there is a short break in the rope for a side trail, after which the rope runs along an information kiosk for about 8 feet. Continue, keeping the rope on your right. At the next curve, stay close to the rope to avoid a steep slope on your left. Stop 3 will be shortly after the curve.